Let's pray. Lord, I come before you this afternoon. I ask for your direction. Lord, we're talking about some very significant, important subjects. And we're talking about Satan's agenda to deceive the world. Lord, I thank you for your word, which is the truth. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, which guides us into the truth. And Lord, I pray that you would guide and direct each word that I say. Lord, help me to be a vessel that you can use to communicate the truth of your word at this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Our conference has been dealing with the subject of the Roman Catholic Church. And an end times agenda to deceive the world in the name of the Savior. My subject this afternoon is entitled The Emerging Church. Perhaps you've never heard of that term. It was only a few months ago when I heard for the first time. I've been traveling throughout South Africa, speaking in various places, speaking on the subject of Bible prophecy, and speaking on some of the related topics that we have been sharing here this weekend. The Eucharistic Jesus, the new evangelization. And when I returned, I received an email from a lady who had been one of my presentations. And she said, I wonder if this is the bridge to what you were talking about. And the title of the email was called The Emerging Church. And there was some related articles that were posted with it, and I looked these up on the web, and well, indeed, it seemed to be exactly what she said. Later that day, I was in my office, and a lady came up to my office, and she said, you know, my friend went to an evangelical church yesterday, and she thought she was at a Roman Catholic church. And she described to me the kinds of things that were happening. And I did some further investigation, and yes, indeed, what she said was true. The pastor was crossing himself. In the church were icons, prayer stations. And so as a result of that information that day, it set me down a journey to investigate what's happening, the emerging church. Many say it's part of a great revival, and that the world is coming together in unity. Some say it's a return to darkness. This afternoon, this will be the first time that I've publicly made this presentation. In fact, I just put it together, finally finished, just a few minutes ago. The Emerging Church, Revival, or Return to Darkness. I want to begin with a few verses. Proverbs 16, verse 25 states, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. In Matthew 25, verses 8 and 9, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 to 11, if These scriptures have been already used several times, but let's repeat it. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let. Only he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness and of righteousness in them that perish. Because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. A couple of questions as we begin. Where are we in church history according to the Holy Scriptures? I so much appreciated Mike's presentation just previous to this one. In fact, we didn't discuss these things together. And as I sat there and heard what Mike had to say, well, it's exactly the scenario. I don't have to repeat. It can be well documented that we are living in a period of time before the return of Jesus. And that the world is being set up, being deceived. I've only been a Christian for a quarter of a century. But I can tell you this. In the past few years, there are more and more things happening, more and more often, that line up with the scriptures regarding the imminent return of Jesus and the state of the church in terms of where it's headed towards apostasy. And it's like birth pangs in the future. Will the whole world embrace Jesus Christ or be set up for a counterfeit Christ? That's the question. And I'm reminded again when Jesus was asked, what's it going to be like before you return? He equated it with the time before the great flood or the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. He said it will be like that. Not a great revival. Only a few that were obedient to God and His Word. And then the judgment came. And there are two camps within professed Christianity. Those that are saying the whole world is going to come to Christ and the kingdom of God is going to be established here through human effort. Or those that are saying the way is narrow and few are those that find it. There's a simple gospel and then there's another gospel. And Satan's goal, let's be reminded, is to deceive the whole world and also to deceive the church. When Jesus returns, will he find faith? Or will there be many who have been deceived by many in his name? Some questions to think about. Now, Mike did an excellent job of laying this foundation for what I'm going to have to say. But let's do a little bit of a review based on some of the things that I said previously in another presentation. That is the Roman Catholic perspective of where we're headed in the future. And the best way to illustrate this would be to look again at this painting of a so-called vision that Don Bosco had in 1862 of the End Times Church. And the three pillars. The pillar of the Eucharistic Jesus. The pillar of Mary. And then the Pope.